114-113, the final score in overtime. Lakers over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder now 10-14 on the season. Lakers sitting at 20-6. Three straight games for the Lakers in overtime. And that's the first time they've done that since 1991. So it shows you how odd it is for the Lakers to be in that position. They had that double overtime win against the Detroit Pistons and then two straight overtime wins against the Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, you kind of get concerned with games like this. You got players like LeBron just logging in so many minutes against a team that you're hoping he can sit in the fourth quarter. Has not been the case at all. And this is going to be one of the things that the Lakers, I think, we'll have to monitor as we go through the season and just kind of see. At the end of the day, you just want LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and you know, most of these role players here to be healthy for the playoffs. These games are not helpful. These last couple of games are certainly not helpful when you're thinking of the big picture. Don't get me wrong. It's another win. You've won six games in a row. There's positivity that comes from all that. But you use a lot of energy against teams that certainly are nowhere near where your level is. And no Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'll tell you somebody who's been great these last couple of games. It's been Montrezl Harrell. He went 8-10 from the field. 20 points for Montrez, 2 blocks, 3 assists, and 4 rebounds. Let's get his thoughts on his overall play and the Lakers' 1-point win in OT over the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Hey, Trez. Back-to-back-to-back overtime games, something you guys are well aware of. But it's the first time it's happened for the Lakers organization since 91. What does it take here again for the third straight time, especially over these last two, being undermanned? To do what you guys have been able to do, especially here tonight?
You know, really, it's just about going out and, you know, playing a four-length game. You know, we can't get composed with, you know, running lackadaisical offense. They kept playing and fighting all the way to the end. They hit some big-time shots. And then you got guys who are out. You know, other guys take advantage of it, you know, and that's what they did. Guys was feeling comfortable. Guys was feeling good. Hit some tough shots, but overall, we played all the way through. It took us another overtime to get a win, but hey, it is what it is.
You know, one thing all teams are dealing with is finding the practice time right now. One thing you guys talk a lot about is how you are learning on the fly. What kind of pressure does that put on you guys defensively? I know tonight some moments down the stretch, especially you guys were getting on one another in a professional manner because you wanted coverages to go the way that they did not. What is that process like for you guys as a team as you're trying to figure that out and continue to be that top defensive team in the league?
It just goes to show you that guys are, you know, locked in on defense end. You know, even when we're having mishaps and, you know, breakdown of different coverages, guys are getting on one another and kind of coaching each other on where we need to be and, you know, just coaching each other for the next play or the next couple of plays, really, man. So everybody's tied in on it, man. Like I said, those guys stepped up and was ready to play. They felt comfortable and was hitting some tough shots, man. Give them credit. But like I said, we fought to the end, came out with a big win at home, and just trying to continue to keep it going further.
Thanks, Trez.
All right, let's go to Dan Wojcie.
Hey, Trez, can you remember playing three games in your career that seemed so similar like this, just in terms of flow, you guys having to come back, having to go to overtime? And how have you guys not been able to kind of fix some of those things that you've talked about fixing after both the Pistons game and the first Thunder game?
Well, my career, no. You know, I started off my career pretty slow with not playing and stuff like that. So, you know, no, haven't really seen that in my career. But as far as, you know, on the fly, I guess you would say, guys are really just basically locked in on, you know, the little time that we do have when we get in the gym with one another. But guys on this team are, you know, veteran guys, man. We have a great leadership in the locker room with a lot of veteran guys, Mark, Wes, Bron, AD, Doug, Keith, man. It's a lot of older guys in our locker room who's been around this league for a while, man. So they do a great example by, you know, just getting the younger guys in, you know, the different things that he wants to be in, including myself, man. There's guys that's been here on this team from last year that, you know, I still learn from. And
all right. Thank you, Dan. Sorry about that. Let's go to Kyle Goon.
Hey, Trez. Specifically, Frank was talking before the game against the Thunder about improving again and stopping the offensive rebounds and stopping the paint penetration. Do you guys feel like you made progress in those areas today against the Thunder?
I don't know. Honestly, it's a lot to take from this game. You know, I think we did a great job of, you know, not really giving up a lot of second chance shots. But as far as them getting to the paint, you know, we definitely got to do a better job. All of us, including myself, man, we can't have mishaps like that. Going to give a guy and one close stretch of the game, man. So it's definitely a working process and something that we definitely have to get better at. But it's a growing process, man. We got a you know, long second half of the year. We're not even done with, you know, this first part. So we're just going to keep getting better, man. We're going to look at the film, see where we went wrong, man, see what guys can help and where we make our, you know, digs and rotations at, and, you know, just go from there.
Okay, last question for Trez. Let's go to Dave McMenamin.
Trez, there's a sequence about midway through the fourth quarter where Marquis hit a three at the top of the key, and then on the other end he set it for a charge. Knowing that he was one of the guys that was out of the rotation for a little bit, how big was that sequence for you guys to be able to complete the comeback, and how did you guys feel seeing him get in the mix and have some big plays, get an opportunity again?
Like I said, man, we got a lot of veterans guys in our locker room, man. So, you know, these guys are always ready whenever their number is called, and, you know, he plays winning basketball. He's been in his position, you know, last year, kind of rotation-wise, man. So he stays ready, man. He goes in and gets his extra work in on the days that we have off, man. But he's a veteran, man. He's a guy who's been around this league and, you know, scored and guarded a number of different guys in this league for a long time, man. So it's no surprise to me that he's just basically staying ready to be in the pro.
All right, that's Montrezl Harrell right there. 114-113 Lakers over the Thunder in overtime. They're 20-6 on the season. You know, I'm actually very curious to get coaches' thoughts on the game. So we come back, we'll get a chance to hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. One of the things he was talking about on pregame show was, you know, obviously respecting the opponents, and it's not ideal the way they have been playing, but they're still coming out with wins. And this is another perfect example of a team that the Lakers, you would expect by the time the fourth quarter would start, okay, they pulled away far enough to where some of these other guys on the bench are going to get a lot of that playing time. That wasn't the case. No AD, no Caruso, no Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and just a one-point win for the Lakers. We'll hear from the coach coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, I'm sorry, OKC by one, 94-93. Here's a steal by Kuzma. Kuz into the front court. Lakers have a 4-on-2. LeBron to Kuzma, reverse layup, good, and there it is. The Lakers' first lead of the game. Timeout, Oklahoma City.
Defense to offense for the Lakers. 114-113, Lakers over the Thunder in overtime. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. For more than 25 years, Adriana's Insurance has been the champion of savings. Visit SaveWithAdrianas.com today. More options, no contracts, just savings. Before we go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, let me squeeze in a quick call here. By the way, if you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. Ken in Newport Beach. What's going on, Ken?
I'll tell you what. Struggling against bad teams is one thing, but these are some of the most exciting games you're going to see, not in the playoffs. I mean, overtime, last second, crazy, crazy games. You can also see how tired LeBron has been. He only took one shot in the overtime tonight, and he's like 4-for-18 from three. He's clearly tired. One thought, though. What's going on with KCP? Last nine games, he's 16-for-52, which is 31 points. And he's been making a lot of really not smart plays, like the foul the other day with no seconds left. What do you think? Is there something that you see or know that's going on with him?
Ken, appreciate you calling in. You know what's funny is a couple days ago, Coach was asked the question about KCP in regards to some of his struggles, and he said that KCP was shooting so well offensively, that he was playing so well, that teams literally started strategizing, making sure that KCP was a focal point. So I think Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is adjusting to something that he's probably not accustomed to, where defenses are really focusing in on him. Okay, if we can stop KCP, then that's one role player that we could eliminate from the equation. I think that has part to do with it. And I guess in a way, it's a compliment to KCP because he was playing so well. Now he's got to adjust. He's got to come back and you know, continue to contribute for the Lakers. Only 4 points for him tonight. Okay, let's go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Get his thoughts on the Lakers' 1 point overtime win over the Thunder.
Hey, Frank, can I ask you about tonight's win in the context of the other two overtime victories as well, and just what the patterns that you've seen are and yeah, how you would break that down?
Yeah, look, these are the toughest games to play, you know, when you have a sub 500 team that comes in with guys out, you know what I mean? You know, everybody on their team is getting extra opportunity. You know, they got an opportunity to sort of be the go-to guy, and I've seen that. I think we've seen that with a few different games, both Detroit and these two OKC games. And, you know, we certainly got to be better. We're not making things easy on ourselves. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're doing enough to grind things out in the second half and, you know, do what we need to do to get that W. So, you know, happy to get three wins, but, you know, certainly we got to be better.
Frank, what have you seen from some of the offseason acquisitions, whether it's Shooter or Matthews? These last couple games specifically in Harrell as well, and how big have those guys been, and kind of that new energy coming in and integrating into the system?
Yeah, and THT too. And Mark, I think Mark's really, you know, getting into a groove, in particular on a defensive end, you know, really anchoring things for us in his minutes. You know, Trez is picking up our defensive scheme too, a little bit better each game, you know, providing some real necessary offensive punch. Dennis is all over the place, you know, with his basket attacks and his defense. And, you know, obviously West the last two games was key to us getting two W's.
Dan?
Frank, you said these types of games are the hardest. You guys did it on Saturday. You did it again on Monday. Obviously again tonight. Why do you think it was hard all three nights? Why wasn't there an adjustment at some point that it was like, okay, lesson learned? And then I guess secondly, just how tired is your group right now, knowing that they've played those four overtime periods in those three games?
Yeah, we're not being worried about being tired. You know, we're no excuse team. And you asked why it was difficult. I think each of the three games is a little bit different. You know, and, you know, we just took a little while each game to figure out our opponent. So, you know, just one of those things, we got to be better, but we recognize that, hey, teams lose games like this, you know, and, you know, we weren't at our best in these three games, but we found a way to grind them out. And
Frank, what made defending the Thunder a little harder tonight than obviously you had a great defensive overtime last game? Tonight, the overtime was a little more back and forth. And then as a follow-up to that, the last two overtimes, you've gotten a lot of baskets from all different guys. I mean, Trez and Dennis and Wes tonight. What does that tell you about the team?
Well, we got a deep team, a lot of weapons, a lot of ways you can hurt you down the stretch. And, you know, the Thunder are playing really good basketball. You know, they're playing with great force offensively. Again, you don't score 83 points on any team in a half without playing really sound offensive basketball. So, you know, it doesn't matter who's in or out for them. They're playing really well. And, you know, they gave us all we can handle, especially in the first half of the last two games. But, you know, we kept grinding. We stayed together, stayed connected, and believing in one another. And we were able to pull out the W's.
Hey.
Frank, Markieff's contributions, particularly midway through the fourth quarter, he had that three from the top of the key, and then I think the next possession he set up to take a charge. How gratifying was it for you to see him be able, kind of like Wes last game, to get back in the rotation and have an impact on winning?
Yeah, he was huge tonight during that stretch. And, you know, it's been tough for Keith. Keith's a really good player. Helped win a championship last year. you know, and, you know, his opportunities have been, you know, not as often as last year. And, you know, he's making the best of it with his, with the minutes that he's getting. And, you know, being a true pro and a team first guy, you know, when we decided to shrink the rotation a little bit, worked to stay ready, you know, stayed bought into what we're doing and supporting his teammates. And, you know, when you stay ready, and you get the next opportunity, you come in and you hit it out of the park. And, you know, when you have that stretch in the fourth quarter, like you said, that big three, the charge that he took, very, very key to our fourth quarter run and key to this victory.
Okay. Last two here. Jovan.
Hey, Frank. This is now three consecutive games of LeBron at 40-plus minutes, and that's the first time he's done that in the regular season in over 40 years. I know we asked you after the last couple if there's any concern, so I'm going to ask it again. Is there any concern with kind of these minutes racking up with the three straight overtimes?
Of course. You know, there's always concern, but, you know, his body's been feeling good. These aren't the, you know, the scripted plans to, you know, to go to overtime each night and get him up to 40 minutes. You know, but, you know, he's going to be in there, in those situations, you know, to win the game. And, you know, we'll rest him after the game, by giving him off from media. We'll tell him he doesn't have to do media now. Give him the rest necessary, after tonight's game. And, obviously we'll continue to evaluate how he's feeling, his workload on a game by game basis and, you know, make decisions on a game by game basis.
Okay. Last question here, Helene.
Hi, Frank. I was going to ask about LeBron, too, but can I phrase it in the sense of the defensive play that LeBron made at the end there? How huge was that? Did you see that coming? How did you see that developing?
Yeah, he made several defensive plays, to be honest with you. He's really leading the charge, taking a matchup of you know, Horford on certain situations. And, you know, I'd say Wes Matthews had two great defensive stops on Horford post-ups as well. But that's what Bron does on both sides of the ball. You know, that's why he's, you know, probably going to be this year's MVP, you know, carrying the load offensively and, you know, quarterbacking, the defense, the number one defense in the league, and taking these tough assignments and making these plays down the stretch. So, you know, he's playing terrific.
Okay, Coach, already lopping for LeBron to get MVP this year. Well, he has been the best player in the world. Lakers over the Thunder, 114-113, the final score. When we come back, we'll get a chance to hear from Kyle Kuzma on the Lakers' win. Plus, I want to spend a little time on this. We got some big games coming up for the Lakers. We'll take a look at the NBA standings, some scores around the NBA. And the reason why I say big games coming up for the Lakers, I'm curious if the matchup is different, is the vibe from this Lakers team completely different as well? So we'll do all that coming up next. I'm Alan Sliwa. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956, Vista Paint. Lakers actually lose the points in the paint battle 66-60. But they win the game 114-113 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm going to go just real quick, look at this next five games for the Lakers, because I think the Lakers will start waking up for some of these games. Hopefully, obviously, Anthony Davis and Alex Caruso can go. Next game for the Lakers will be Ja Morant, Memphis Grizzlies. 10-10 on the season. Got to kind of respect the Memphis Grizzlies. Then you're at Denver. Then you got a game at Minnesota where Lakers will be, of course, expected to win. Then you got Brooklyn and Miami. You still got, in the month of February, at Utah, Portland, and Golden State Warriors here at Staples Center. So Lakers got some good ones coming up. And they have not taken advantage of – they've taken advantage of the opponents in the sense that they keep – stacking up W's, but they have not taken advantage of resting guys like LeBron James in the fourth quarter. So that's the only thing I really look at with these games. It's no surprise Lakers beat the Thunder. It's the surprises, the three overtimes over the last three games. You called four, actually, because they went double overtime against the Pistons. We just got Markieff Morris here, so I'd rather take a quick listen to Markieff. You heard Coach complimenting Markieff being a professional, coming out and, you know, getting this opportunity, and in 25 minutes tonight, 9 points and six rebounds. He was actually at some key possessions, key plays, key defensive stops for the Lakers. I mean, defensively for the Lakers, they gave up 38 points in the second half. 38 points. So that kind of shows Lakers, when they needed to, they certainly woke up. Here's Markieff Morris.
Hey, Keith. First, starting with just what it takes. It's one thing to play three straight overtime games, which, as we've talked about, hasn't happened for the Lakers since 91. But to win all three, what does that take? What does it say about your club right now?
Shoot, we had some slow starts. Some slow starts these last three games. You got to tip your hat to OKC. They play hard, man. One thing about them is, you know, they nonstop attacking, man. They got a great future ahead of them. It was ugly, but, you know, you got to take the wins with the wins, you know, and just move on. Like I said, you got to tip your hat to OKC and Detroit because they push us to the limit.
You know, over the last several days especially, your teammates have sang praise of you and Wes Matthews, the way in which you guys have handled yourselves as consummate pros. Keith, what is this time like for you going into those conversations with Coach, to the four DNPs, to getting the start tonight, coming up with the big three, the big plays, and the moments when it was needed most? What's just kind of that process for you?
It's tough. It's not an easy thing. You know, told that you not in the lineup right now, and that they got to try to find minutes to get the other guys in rhythm. But this is a tough season for everybody. Thing that make us great is that we got a deep team. For me and Wes, we just got to stay ready. You know, when our time is called, we got to just be ready to play. But, you know, as competitors like me and Wes are, you know, it's just tough not to get out there and battle with the team every night. But, you know, just got to stay ready.
From an overall team standpoint, what do these three wins specifically speak to in regards to what you guys are right now and where you're headed and the goals surrounding this season as a whole?
It's really that, you know, we can win. I mean, not take nothing away from the OKC, but, you know, they've down a bunch of players, but it just showed that we can win some games without AD. You know, that we can rest some guys and kind of get some of the same production out of, you know, the rest of the guys on the team. Ugly wins, but, you know, the win is a win, and we'll take it.
Keith, thanks.
All right, let's go to Brad Turner.
What's up, Keith?
What's up, bro?
Wes talked about his conversation he had with Frank when he was told the rotation would be shortened. What were your conversations like when you guys had that talk about perhaps you might not be able to play in a few games going forward?
Kind of the same, man. Like I said to Ivan, you know, I've never been in that position, you know, so it was hard. You know, me and Coach went back and forth about a couple of different things. You know, for me, the whole thing was, I just was, you know, in the rotation in the finals. So it's hard to, you know, have to take that step back and just be ready when my time is called. But, you know, everything happened for a reason, man. I have fresh legs. I'll be ready when it's time. I'll play a lot of pickup with Jared Dudley and the rest of those guys, and just try to stay ready. But, you know, the conversation is tough because, like I said, I'm a competitor, and I've been in the rotation since I've been here, so it was a little tough.
Dave McMenamin, please.
Keith, I know you're just kind of going through this right now and just got the chance to play these last couple of games, but are there any ways where you feel like this is something that can grow the team together even more? You know, for the new guys, they get to know you and they see how you are professional and how you handle it. For you, you can relish the success of the other guys, even though you know you'd like to be playing. Like, is this something that ultimately could be something that strengthens the team?
It has to be, man. Guys that are the caliber of players of me and Wes are, I think you could put us on any other team in the NBA, and we both would be getting quality minutes. But like I said before, this has showed the sacrifices that we made, being on this team. Me coming back knowing that, we have a deep team. Wes coming here knowing that we have a deep team. And, it's just a time being, man. Anything that happened during the season, he's got to stay ready. I know I've missed a bunch of games, but I don't see it like finishing like that. I'm still trying to get in tip-top shape. Like, we didn't have any training camps on the plane. Before I sat down, I think 13 to 15 minutes a game, and that's tough at the point in my career. We're trying to get in shape, so my shooting numbers are down a little. But it's a long season, and tend to forget about what happened. The first quarter of the season was, end of the season come, but we're gonna keep working, keep getting better.
All right, we have time for two more. Let's go to Kyle Goon.
Hey, Keith, how are you doing, man?
What's up, bro?
I know you were just talking about it, but has it been helpful through this experience to have another guy who's going through what you're going through with Wes? I mean, if you could maybe illuminate us into how you guys kind of, I don't know what the word is, bond or just are able to kind of go through this together rather than, one guy out by himself.
Hell no, I don't make it easier. I was here before Wes. Wes my dog, but damn. Me and Wes had a kind of connection. We competed on the court. Yeah, we bonded. Regardless of who was sitting out, if I was sitting out with my brother, it wouldn't make it easier because I'm a competitor. I played at the highest level. We all played at the highest level, so it's not easy. But like I said, me and Wes got to continue to stay ready. When our number is called, as we were the last two games, it's a long season, man. The goal is to win a championship, and that's what all of us are focused on. Regardless of what coach needs us to play, we're going to have to do it, man. It's just how it goes on a team that's 10 deep and that's a championship team. Any given night.
Everyone, thank you for your patience throughout. We're going to end it here with one last question. Christian Rivas.
Hey, Markeith. This is now your second year kind of watching Kyle Kuzma play and his development. Had another big game tonight where he just brought that energy off of the bench. What have you seen from him in his second season as opposed to last season where, it really seems he found his role as a spark plug on this team?
Kyle's doing a great job of filling the void that we need. I feel like last season, he was more so focused on his shot, more so, just trying to focus on being that third star on the team, that third scorer, third go-to guy. I think this season he's just like, I'm just going to go out there and play as hard as I can. If I'm the third leading scorer or if I'm not the third leading scorer, once I get out there, I'm going to try to grab every rebound, try to steal some extra possessions for us. And that's what we've been doing, man. And, every team needs guys like that. And he's taking on that role. And it's inspiring to all of us to play harder.
All right. That's Markeith Morris right there, Lakers. Another overtime win, this time actually again against the Oklahoma City Thunder, 114-113, the final score. Let's start previewing the Lakers and the Memphis Grizzlies coming up this Friday, plus Kyle Kuzma. So thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you guys being a part of the show. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, before we get to Kyle Kuzma, let's take one quick call here. Mike in Glendale. Mike, appreciate you calling in. What's going on, Mike?
We don't win these games without Montrezl Harrell. It's just plain and simple. Montrezl Harrell energy is the reason why we always come big in the overtime.
Well, Mike, I'll go a step further. I mean, I do think even when, and thank you for calling in, even when Anthony Davis does come back, you know, there's certain players, I hear a lot about Marc Gasol's name gets thrown out there or Kyle Kuzma, and I'm just using players that they're not going to every single night deliver for the Lakers. It just, it's inconsistent with Kuz. Marc Gasol certainly nowhere near where his prime was. Montrez is a player where tonight he ended up with 20 points. He ended up with 4 rebounds and 2 block shots, 8 of 10 from the field. That's the type of player that has to deliver come the postseason. Lakers will need his contributions. Of course, they need him without Anthony Davis, but they need it even more when Anthony Davis is around because he can do that dirty work. He can grab those rebounds, and his offensive game is actually a lot better than I thought it was when he was with the Clippers. Kuz, by the way, 7 of 14 tonight. 39 minutes for Kuz, 15 points and 9 rebounds. Nice game for Kyle Kuzma. Let's take a listen to Kuz on the Lakers' one-point overtime win against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I mean, if he plays or he doesn't play, it don't matter. You know, for me, you know, my job is to come in and, you know, my game is just rebounding right now. So just trying to play as hard as I possibly can. And, you know, it's a big factor for this team. It's what this team needs, and that's what I'm providing.
Kyle?
Kyle, we've asked LeBron each night what his workload is, but just for you, I mean, you're in your 20s. I mean, are you feeling the drag of 3 straight overtime games and big minutes every night? And how has it affected you guys this week?
I mean, I haven't really played that many big minutes. So, you know, for me, I'm kind of fresh. That was my first overtime. You know, I didn't really play in all the other overtimes. So I'm fresh.
Claudia?
Kyle, OKC is a young, motivated team. They started the game dictating the pace. What kind of adjustments did you need to do in the first half? What did you guys do?
You know, OKC is a very vibrant team. You know, they, you know, they're really helter-skelter from an offensive standpoint. You know, they play 5 out space, DHOs, and they really try to, you know, just break you down off the dribble and, you know, hope you make mistakes. And, you know, we had our hands full the first 3 quarters and, you know, we kind of got it back in the fourth and took control in overtime.
Thank you.
And Elliot?
Hi. Just wanted to ask, this is 3rd night in a row, LeBron has played more than 40 minutes. Do you see him getting tired at all? I mean, obviously you want him out there, but, you know, thinking long term, is it better, you know, ideally for him to be playing less minutes?
I mean, you heard from him. You know, being tired is just in your head. You know, if you put your mind to it, you know, you don't really see yourself getting too tired. And, you know, that's always been his mindset through his unbelievable career. And, you know, that dude's a beast. So, you know, if he says he's not tired, he doesn't get tired.
Okay, last question, Kahari Jones.
Hey, what's going on, Kyle? I wanted to ask you, Frank had mentioned, like, it's a marathon earlier, you know, just with you guys, just to get back to playing, you know, at a high level. Can you just elaborate on what that means to you, just being on the marathon?
Man, life is a marathon. You know, you're going to have highs, you're going to have lows. You know, just got to stick to the script and, you know, keep it pushing. You know, life goes, no matter if you win championships the next day. You got to go prove yourself again. If you lose, you got to go prove yourself again. So, you know, it's a never-ending cycle.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there, which I mentioned, at least for tonight, Kuz got big-time minutes and came through for the Lakers. I love the efficiency of the 7 of 14 from the field, the 9 rebounds. That's always key. If Kyle Kuzma is going to play 39 minutes in an overtime game, He's certainly got to do what he can to grab some of those rebounds that Anthony Davis would have. Look, overall in the Lakers right now, they're sitting at 20-6. This is they got one game left on this homestand, this five-game homestand, and the final one's coming up against the Memphis Grizzlies. It has not been impressive, so I don't want to pretend like it has been. But we know what the Lakers do against good teams. The Denver Nuggets, that was the first game of the homestand. I think they won by 21. And AD only had 13 points that day. AD's missed the last two games. It's two wins for the Lakers. It's not ideal. It doesn't look beautiful and perfect, but you could tell that this team understands, okay, when we need to kick it into play, we will. And I'm not saying that you're not flirting with fire here by doing that, because you don't want LeBron James playing 40-plus minutes against teams like this. The Oklahoma City Thunder is a good example. Sedano, LZ, and Cap is giving away cash. To register, text the word MISSION to 40705. Then listen weekdays at 4:30 for your name to be announced. If you call back within 20 minutes, you win. So make sure you listen to Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Lakers and the Memphis Grizzlies tomorrow are coming up on Friday. So I mentioned this is the final game of the homestand. After that, two on the road, three more here at home. Only a few games left before we get to the final of the schedule here before it's eventually announced. March 3rd will be the final game for the Lakers. That will be the halfway point. But actually, 37 games in, they'll have 35 games left to go. Memphis sitting at 10-10. You know, the Grizzlies are interesting because they had gone through a stretch, the Grizzlies did, where they missed a ton of games. Remember, they had a lot of those postponements. So 10-10, only 20 games for them, while the Lakers have already played 26 games, so it kind of shows. But the Lakers have won six games in a row. I'm excited to watch John Morant this upcoming Friday, and we'll see if the Lakers can make it seven wins in a row, get to 21-6 on their schedule. Starting tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., don't forget, Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, and Travis. And tomorrow night, just a heads up, 7 to 9 p.m., Travis and myself will do the Travis and Sliwa show. That'll be the debut of our show. We greatly appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. 114 to 113 Lakers over the Oklahoma City Thunder in overtime. This has been the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.